This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The always amazing Pete Vutek joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, welcome to the show, buddy.
I'm glad you think so. Can you sell that to like my family and other parts of people in my life that I'm not just amazing, I'm always amazing?
I will say I'll do it, but there's a price. But I work in radio, so you know I'm cheap.
Fine. Aren't we all? Seriously, everything I wear is pretty much been given to me by some school or something. I do not cross streams. I do not wear, a Missouri T-shirt and San Diego State shorts. But I do have pretty much my entire wardrobe is from something that somebody has given me at some point.
We've covered this, but my birthday just came and went, and I refreshed my entire wardrobe because my wife was like, he's not going to ask for anything, so I'll just buy him 5 new shirts. So I look like a new man this week, Pete.
As I was told by a past girlfriend, don't wear stuff that has words on them. I basically am a pure violation of that at all times at this point in my career. But, yes, I could use 5 new shirts as well.
You're a writer. You should get an out on that. Words are cool. Will Michigan State push Ohio State this weekend?
A little bit. Look, Ohio State's playing at the varsity level now. Now, fortunately for Ohio State, just when you think in this game that Michigan State might have an inkling of a chance, Aiden Childs will throw one of his 4 interceptions. But that's good. It's kind of the good and the bad with him so far is that he's great. I mean, he's a great young quarterback for Michigan State. He's going to be a problem for the Big Ten for the next couple of years. But he just has this little problem of throwing lots and lots of picks and misfires. So he might have one of those types of games where he only completes 42% of his passes, but for like 250 yards with 2 touchdowns and 4 picks. So there will be a few moments there because, now Ohio State's playing the varsity level. Now they finally get a game against a Power 4 team. They'll win. I've been saying all year long is the best team in the country and they're going to play for the national championship and all that. But this is one of those games where it might not look quite as easy as Buckeye fans are used to. But that explosion will kick in. Michigan State's on the rise. They're going to be better, but they're not there yet.
Pete, I still think the only concern I have about this Ohio State team actually isn't Will Howard. It's the O-line. I think they're better when they're on the move in the ground game. I do not love the pass pro. Can an offensive line cost you a Big Ten title or a playoff game?
It certainly can win you one. Look, Michigan did it. And that's, and look what they did last week against USC. I mean, basically when it comes down to it, it's the offensive line. And I've been preaching this more than ever now. I mean, especially with the way the NFL's going, where now, you don't have 300-yard passers for some reason right out of the gate. And it's kind of trickled down a little to how college is working, where obviously the Shedeur Sanders of the world, they're throwing it all over the place. But who's winning games is really dependent upon whether or not you can get 40-plus carries in. It's just one of those weird stats. Well, if you're running it 40 times, it means you're probably doing something right and control the game, control the clock, control easy third downs and all that kind of stuff. So it's not just the number. But it does seem to be that thing is if you commit to the bid, this isn't the NFL where you have to mix it up, where if you have a good offensive line, just keep bashing away. And that's what Michigan showed last week where, drip, 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 and then boom, the dam breaks. That happens against defensive lines over the long course of the game. So, the pass protection could stand to be a little stronger, but it's also part of the system where you've got these amazing receivers and you want to let time for the play to develop. But with this O-line for Ohio State, worst-case scenario, just keep handing it off and eventually good things are going to happen.
Pete, as we look at Ohio State, is there anybody else in that division right now besides Michigan? Kind of got back on track last weekend. But besides Ohio State, anybody new that came in the division, you think they can handle it?
I don't think I'm not sold on Oregon. When they actually beat someone really good, I'll buy it. Even if Ohio State loses to Oregon, I'm still not going to quite buy it. That offense, that's an offense that's just, they get crazy yards per attempt and yards per catch, but that's all run after the catch. It's really a kind of a quick hitting dink and dunk kind of offense, which I think should suit the Buckeyes all right. But no, I'm not really sold on just any of these others, anybody else. I mean, look at who's, you know, down. Wisconsin's way down. Nebraska, no. I mean, you know, Michigan State, again, not really. You know, Washington's going to be an interesting case. You know, Washington, Illinois, there's a couple teams out there that have been, you know, plucky. But no, I don't think there's anybody there who's going to really push Ohio State unless they somehow get USC at some point. Because USC's going to have that offense humming by the end of the year. Their defense still isn't amazing, but it's better. But that's one of those teams that could, on the right day, certainly hang, at least hang with the Buckeyes.
Pete Futek, College Football News on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bama's totally winning this weekend, right?
Bama, I'm still sold on Georgia. Georgia's just one of those teams. We've seen this happen before. Remember a couple of years ago, Kent State has them in trouble in the fourth quarter. And then the other year, Missouri had them in big trouble and all that. Georgia just sort of rises up and rocks when it has to. I mean, look at what Clemson's doing now. Everyone's kind of blown off that, you know, Clemson scored like 120 points in its last two games, and it got held to 3 points and was shut down to a dead stop when Georgia was fully focused. The Kentucky game, I think, freaked everybody out, but we kind of know how this team works. There's going to be an initial rush of lots of big things happening from Bama early on. But over the course of the game, I just think this is going to be a methodical win for Georgia. I do really love Bama. I do think that they are probably the 5 seed in the college football playoff. And this might be the first of 3 meetings between these two teams. I kind of still think Georgia is just a hair better. I'm not quite 100% all in on Bama yet, even though I do love them. I do love Jalen Milroe.
So, Pete, UNLV has a couple unfulfilled NILs. One with their quarterback, one with their running back now. They both decide to leave the program. What's your take on this right now?
It seems like a different situation for both. One seems more like a playing time thing. The other seems like there's a – it's still way murky. Doesn't seem like a whole lot of the UNLV players are too, you know, bent out of shape over losing Matthew Sluka. But if what he's saying is correct and some assistant said, hey, look, we're going to get you $100,000 if you come here, and he's only gotten 3 – all right, I kind of get it, you know. Welcome to the business of college football now. This is how this thing, you know, sort of works. It really overall kind of goes to the problem that there just is not any semblance of just control. You don't have unfettered free agency in professional sports. You don't have this is like old school where you hear these stories, you know, where the Hall of Fame player goes into Vince Lombardi's office asking for a raise to $25,000 a year. And he said, no, get your hair cut or something. You know, it's basically what's happening here. It's just really kind of a strange situation. And you're going to start seeing this. I mean, because, you know, if you're a player, especially if you're do not have pro aspirations, this is your one shot to make a whole lot of money. So, you know, if you can make it somewhere else, then I guess go do it. You know, come bowl season, coaches leave for better gigs. They quit on their team. I think you're going to start seeing this a little bit more and more with some of the players as well.
So in all of this, UNLV decided to stick with the Mountain West instead of going to the Pac-12. Now all of a sudden the Pac-12 is having to sue the Mountain West so to avoid paying like six.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.com.
$60 million in restitution for stealing programs. How do you think this ends up for the Pac-12? How do you think it ends up for the Mountain West?
By the way, the way that what's hilarious about this, to talk about perspective, how low rent this is, Joe Burrow is going to make more this year than the entire Mountain West teams combined in media rights. Like, we're not talking about like hundreds of millions of dollars here. We're talking about five. You know, basically, we're just not talking about these, you know, a whole ton of money with this bunch. I don't get it. I mean, something's missing here, because if you're in UNLV, yeah, my thought was you're holding out for the Big 12. Like, how has anybody not grabbed UNLV yet? Everyone wants Vegas. Everyone wants Vegas. The old Pac-12 wanted Vegas to be the hub. Certainly the Big 12 wants to run its games there. You have the, you know, teams who are playing all these Las Vegas. The Big Ten just played with USC and LSU in Las Vegas. Everyone wants Las Vegas as a hub. Why don't you have the school that can get you that crowd in that city? It just doesn't make any sense. But for whatever reason, UNLV has not been able to come up with a better deal yet. And what's weird about this, too, is, like, what else you got in the Mountain West? Okay, so UNLV and Air Force, your anchor tenants in the mall, with, what, New Mexico and Wyoming and Hawaii? There's not a lot there to that. And you can't really go offer anybody anything else, because you only can pay out about $5 million a year to school. So who's going to jump into the Mountain West and take that? So it's a really strange kind of kitten fight of a situation here between two conferences that are still going to be well below the Power Four.
So, Pete, we're in week five of college football. Are there any surprises right now that stand out more so than anything, especially rolling into a new playoff?
How about Indiana and Rutgers? I mean, you're talking about two teams. They're not going to win the Big Ten title. They're not going to, but, you know, they maybe even throw Illinois in that mix too. But Indiana's actually pretty good. You know, they're not getting, they're starting 22, which is pretty solid, just because Kurt Cignetti has won everywhere he's gone. He took all the good players from James Madison, and all of a sudden, that run defense is a brick wall. Curtis Rourke, you know, you guys probably know of him. I mean, very, very good quarterback, who I'm kind of shocked it didn't get a better gig than Indiana. He's a good veteran quarterback who's playing really tight. They don't make mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. And, you know, they're gonna be a bowl team, and they're going to come up with an upset here or there. And, you know, let's see what Rutgers does this weekend against Washington. Washington and Rutgers have basically had the exact same season so far. And while Washington played in the national championship last year and Rutgers is Rutgers, Scarlet Knights could win this. And so all of a sudden you've got, you know, these two also-rans, you know, in the conference, who have traditional doormats, are actually, you know, going to have some pretty decent records. And then let's see what Illinois does this weekend. I mean, Illinois's got a team that is just playing well enough. They can wing the ball around a little bit, where they could be dangerous as long as, oh, no, the whiteout at Penn State, as long as all the white T-shirts don't scare them too much.
Yeah, James Franklin's a coward if he goes whiteout against Illinois. What are we doing here? I'm taking Illinois in the points this weekend. It's 19.5. Am I crazy?
No, you're not, because Penn State should win. But Illinois is good enough to hang around. Again, this is not kind of the Illinois of the last couple years. Luke Altmyer can throw. So there's going to be just a little too much explosion. I mean, Penn State fixed the glitch. Remember last year they couldn't throw a deep ball? I think they're number two in the nation right now in yards per completion. So they're starting to figure out how to air it out a little bit. Illinois doesn't quite have that much of a punch to answer. I don't think they have enough to pull it off. But, yeah, 19.5 seems like an awful lot.
Pete, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you. Again, about $10,000 an hour for me to voice these things to send to your family. No pressure. Whenever you get around to sending that check.
It's on its way right now.
Good man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Later, guys.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete Futek on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I think I'm taking Bama, and I do think I'm taking Illinois in the points this weekend. I think this is going to be a wild weekend, and I'll be honest with you, Ohio State's only a 23.5-point favorite against Michigan State on the road. Maybe I'm putting a little too much into how Marshall went, but this could be an interesting weekend.